Order then.
Okay, start with roll call. Kate Conrad.
I am here.
David Van Allen.
I'm here.
Jonathan Berger.
I'm here.
Lynn Oken.
Here.
And Ann Johnson. Looks like she is here, I think.
And maybe you're on mute.
She might be having technical difficulties.
Well, we can pick her up when, I guess we can't really start until she says, yes, she's here, right?
Technically,
Technically we don't have Clark. Well, I'll go through the rest of the roll call for the people who are not here. John Sukoff is not here. Maria Moore is not here today. Birds Reed let me know she wouldn't be able to make it, as did Julie Stowe. And who am I forgetting? Because I'm doing this off my head. Nope, that's the whole group. So hopefully.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, there we go.
You see her.
Okay, so we do have a quorum.
All right, there she is. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Okay, so next on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from the August meeting. Has everybody had time to look at those?
Was there a typo on there passed anonymously? Should that not be unanimously?
Unanimously.
Either way.
That's the only thing I caught.
The secretary. Right,
any other changes or notes on the minutes? If not, do we have a move to approve?
I so move.
To approve.
Okay, Jonathan, you want to be the second instead?
I'll be the second. Yes.
Okay, so moved by Ann Johnson, seconded by Jonathan Berger. The minutes are approved. And do we have public input today?
We do not have anyone here for public input.
All right. Boy, we're just screaming through this agenda today.
Yeah, this
item number four. We have a recommendation for an application.
Let me go ahead and share my screen just a second.
Sylvia,
here.
Do you you just messaged me. Do you have your access to your email?
I do.
Okay. We just made a slight adjustment to the ranking. I didn't know if I was coming up next or not, but the ones I sent you, if you get an email, I just forwarded it to you.
Awesome. Hey, if it's okay with you, because we have a guest, Jesse Thoming here for item, I guess that's 5B.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We could go ahead and skip to that. No, that's totally fine.
Did you want to just adjust the agenda to go to take number 5 first?
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Sure, that's fine. Welcome, Jesse. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm sorry I jumped ahead a little bit there. I just got a note from the artist we've been working with. He had a sick little guy. He really wanted to join the meeting today and meet everybody. But he was unable, and we did make a couple slight tweaks to the rendering for this potential project that I just sent over to Sylvia.
I am not seeing them yet. Well, let's switch it up. Let's go ahead with the donation application because that should be very quick. And then you can see
sure.
Kristen. Hopefully that email will come through. So we reviewed at our last meeting the installation of the You Are Beautiful piece that Murals and More was coordinating. The commission voted to approve at the last meeting, and it was just kind of an oversight on my part not to do the donation application at the same time. So I got the information from Nick Ludwig, basically, because it's on city property, this would become part of the city's collection. He sent over an application with some information on any potential maintenance, which would be very minimal, if any. And the only other thing to note there is that Murals and More would like to have an agreement with us that if we ever decide to remove it from its current location, that we would just let Murals and More know and give them kind of first right of refusal to find a new location for it. So the piece is already installed. It's kind of a, you know, should have been done at the last meeting to formally accept the donation.
So I do have a question about Murals and More saying if we're going to deacquisition this piece that they would want it. Do we have any policy on deacquisition? Have we taken things out of the collection, and how have we dealt with that? I mean, if we think about this in the way that museums do, that's like not okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's something that I guess we haven't really had to address, at least in my time with the commission. I can't think of a time when we've decommissioned a piece. That might be a good question to include in the visual arts master plan, is how they would recommend handling situations like that.
So who owns this now? Is this the city owns this, or Murals and More owns this?
It looks like they're asking us to own it, Lynn.
We would own it, but they would have right of first refusal if they wanted to remove it. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, that's their request.
That hits me a little strange.
What'd you say, Lynn? I didn't quite hear you.
If we own it and maintain it, it seems strange that we would then give that to somebody else to decide if we wanted to move it, that they gotta say where.
I think not as much like if it were to move to somewhere else on city property, more so if the city decided we just didn't want it anymore and we're going to sell it, give it away, et cetera, they would like to.
Just so you have this in your hip pocket, Sylvia, you know, Nick about this a while back, we split the costs with them. If there's any issue, if it like becomes a challenge for the city, we gladly take ownership of it. It's already got a lot of great feedback, and you know, people are doing the whole social media thing. So if it jams you up for whatever reason, from a you know, just an administrative or technical standpoint, we no problem take it up hands in a future situation. Just FYI.
So I guess that kind of leaves us with another option to explore, is having the Economic Alliance maintain ownership of the piece as well.
My only concern about this is that, you know, giving away, the Downtown Alliance is in a different situation than we are, you know, as a group that serves the public, and all of this stuff is acquisitioned and taken care of, maintained by public funds. For us to then take that piece and promise that we're going to give it to some nonprofit, I think we would have some trouble with that. Personally, I would just say, okay, if the work movable or removable, then I would just strike that next sentence and say, yeah, we'll take the piece. Because I don't think that there was any argument about the piece, was there? I missed that part of the meeting. So I know that everybody was in favor of taking it. So I think if we say we're going to take it, it means that we're going to accept it and care for it in perpetuity.
I agree.
Yeah. So are you thinking then, Kate, that the intent of this statement in here is that they want to see that somebody cares for it if the city decides not to keep it?
That's the impression that I got from talking to Nick. He couldn't make it today. But I think that was more of his intent from what we talked about, was just to, like, you know, in the future, if the city decides they don't want this on the side of the convention center anymore and we're going to just get rid of it as a piece, you know.
Yeah, maybe if that statement is clarified to say, to suggest more clearly that if the city decides to dispose of it, they would like to perhaps have that opportunity. Maybe that would be helpful.
Well, I think we have to put something in there that's a little more that's much more clear, because this, I mean, actually Murals and More could come and say to us, you want to move it? We don't like where you're going to move it. We want it. And in this agreement, they would have legal standing to say, you have to give it to us.
Yeah.
And I don't think we want to do that. I mean, I don't want to be a pain. I know this is a public meeting and I'm sticking my toe out over the line. We have not had the best relationship with Murals and More, nor have we had the best, collaborative efforts with Murals and More. It's been okay, but then it's also been not okay. And I'm nervous about that.
I think making it.
I do think we have to have a policy, because if we do it here, then we've set a precedent.
Yes.
And I think we have to have a policy that of what we do. In the past, many years ago, when we went through the collection right after the flood and we had things in storage, there were pieces that we said we need to, you know, no longer keep these. And I know one of the steps was taken was to contact some of the artists to see if they wanted it back. I don't know where it went from there. That was years ago, but we need a policy, because
I agree, Lynn,
and I agree with you about our relationship with Murals and More. It makes me nervous.
I also think it's a good idea, as you said, Kate, to ask the folks who are doing the master plan to put that in part of the conversation. That makes sense.
I think there ought to be at least a paragraph that talks about purchase price, just in case we have something that somebody makes us an offer. Take, for instance, the jet plane that's mounted over by the stadiums. What if somebody wanted that and we thought, well, you know, half a dozen, six of one, half a dozen the other, do we really need it? And here's somebody offering us $20,000 for this plane or something. First of all, where does that money go? Which pocket does that money go into? And whatever other protocol or procedures we have to go through in order to do that. In this case, if this were to come down, or if we were to decide there was an issue of changing hands, we haven't even mentioned money for this. It's like, you get it or we get it. No money has been mentioned, but money needs, I think, to be at least addressed in whatever document we create.
Yeah, so sorry to open a can of worms on something that was supposed to be kind of easy.
No worries.
I do think there's a good point that David brought up too, is that whole, if we're going to deacquisition something and somebody wants to purchase, can we do that? How do we go about it? I mean, yeah, I think we need to have a policy around this whole thing.
Yeah, because I think that will also ease people, organizations or people donating work.
Yeah.
Knowing that, okay, we have an idea of if something happens, what we would, how we would proceed. So
I think our consultants can help us with this.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they can. I'm sure that's something that other cities have kind of a clear policy in place that we can use as a starting point. So I think that's a great idea to bring up with them. In terms of options for this donation today, it seems like the options are either to accept the donation, but without the first right of refusal piece, or to just table it and check in with Nick at Murals and More and bring it back at the next meeting. Because the piece is already installed, I don't know if there's a lot of time sensitivity to it. I guess in the interim, the ownership of the piece is not extremely clear.
Did we do a donation application?
So yes, they filled out an application. It's in the packet.
And what did the application say who it was being donated to?
To the city.
To yeah. the city. Well, that seems to kind of almost answer that question now, doesn't it? Who owns it?
So they made an application to the city, and we technically should have looked at that at the previous meeting. Now the piece has been installed, and it's the role of the Visual Arts Commission to either accept or reject a donation. So that's the recommendation item in front of us today. So the city could say, the VAC could say, we don't recommend that the city accept this donation.
We could say that.
Yes.
So if they don't accept it, then what happens to the piece?
Well, in this case, it's already been installed. If we decided not to accept it, sounds like Jesse has kind of indicated that the Economic Alliance would be willing to take on ownership of the piece as an option.
Yeah, just if that helps.
In a typical situation, we would have looked at the donation application prior to the piece being installed. So there have been instances where someone's come to the city with a proposal for a donation that the VAC has not accepted, and then the piece just does not go up on city property. At the last meeting, VAC did vote to allow this piece to go up on city property. So they did go through that part of the process, and it was my oversight to not ask about the ownership status at the same time.
I'm trying to understand this. So they went through a process and asked to donate this to the city, and it was our slip up that we didn't review that first before accepting. Is that what you're saying?
So they went through the process at the previous meeting to install this piece on city property, and it was my oversight to not clarify the ownership status and ask for a donation application at the same time.
Okay, so technically what we should have done first is review the application, decide if we want to accept this piece into the collection first. Is that right?
I think ideally they would have gone through at the same time. There have been other instances where pieces have gone through the process to be placed on city property and have not been donated to the city. So I believe there are some that are on city property but are owned by Main Street, for example, in the Czech Village Nebo area. So sometimes that's the situation. And then we have an agreement with whatever organization continues ownership. But usually we would clarify that prior to installation.
Since I opened this can of worms, I don't think anybody has an objection to us owning the piece. I think we just don't want to set that precedent of, of the either deacquisition and what happens in a deacquisition situation because we have no policy. So if we strike that, I mean, I would move to go ahead with the donation as long as we strike that clause out of it, because everyone was in favor of it. I don't think it was a bad thing. Does anybody else have any thoughts about that? That we just go ahead and do it and not accept that one bit of language?
I would agree.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree.
Whose language are we not accepting?
So in the application, Murals and More.
Murals and More's language?
Requested, they said Murals and More would like to request the courtesy to receive the artwork in the event of removal. And I chatted with Nick Ludwig about that. And my understanding was that basically what he was asking is if the city decides that they no longer want the piece, that Murals and More would like the option to have it back and find a new location for it. But that if we needed to move it for some reason, it could still be the city's. But we can, I can talk with him tomorrow and kind of clarify that that's, you know, we're willing to accept the donation, but don't want to have any agreement with Murals and More about what happens to the piece in the event that the city no longer wants to display it until we have some kind of policy in place.
Yeah. Does that work for everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. What do we got?
Okay, so does somebody want to move that we accept the donation with that language in item number 8 stricken from the agreement?
I move.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Oh, go ahead. Okay.
So John has moved and Jonathan has seconded.
Jonathan with the second. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do think that would have a chilling effect on artists, you know, giving us their stuff to know that we're, you know, we might just give it away or dispose of it in a way that they don't want to, that they think is bad. So. All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody object? Aye. No, it looks like we're okay with that. Sylvia, does that feel okay to you?
Yep, that sounds good. I'll get in touch with Nick tomorrow and let him know. And that it also it's something that we'll look at in the visual arts master plan, because I agree it would be good to have just a straightforward policy about how to handle that situation.
Yeah, and honestly, even though I made some comments about Murals and More, this is not about them personally. This is really the fact, like as Lynn pointed out, that we don't have a policy. And so I think we're just not in a position to say yes to that.
That's good. The next item, an update on the ASJ mural. I do not have much of an update at this time. We, at the last meeting, you voted to extend the deadline for submissions, but also requested kind of reassessing budget for this project. Because we're now looking at an installation timeline, you know, next spring, 2022, gives us a little bit more time. I think the next steps here will be to continue working on figuring out if the budget is appropriate or if we need to increase, and then basically reissue the call for artists at some point this winter. So that's as much as I have for an update. I haven't been able to get a hold of the contact at ASJ that I've been working with. So I will make sure that he has contact information for the next VAC liaison. But essentially the update here is that this project is on hold. I've notified the people who have submitted an application what's going on. And we'll be sure to make sure to keep them updated when this moves forward. That's really all I have for this one.
I don't know if anybody saw the big picture of the big murals that some local artists in Iowa City painted on those two big garage panels. It was in the Gazette. You're having trouble hearing me, aren't you? Sorry. Did anybody see that?
Yes, I did. They're right outside my building. I walk by them every day.
Oh, okay. I just thought that was an artist that maybe we wanted to add to our list. I know she was a student of Arvey Barris. That's all I know. But, you know, if we're keeping a list, Yeah, no, that's not it.
No?
No. It's about the Black, it had to do with the Black Lives Matter and...
You know, yeah, like Clinton Street in Iowa City.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them is Black Joy Needs No Permission, and the other one is Weaponize Your Privilege to save Black bodies.
I know, with some, yeah.
They're massive and they're really well done.
Yeah.
It's a great project.
I thought it was really striking, and I just thought there's a local name. So on this mural, if her name was added, it might be something she didn't know about or wasn't going to do that budget or that maybe.
Yeah, that's definitely someone to reach out to about this project.
Lynn, the person who headed that project is in one of my departments. Do you want me to reach out to her? I can ask Lois.
Get her name to Sylvia and get on a list or something.
Yeah.
Would she be a good candidate for one of our under the bridge murals? Those have been completed?
Yeah.
Under the bridges?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were postponed.
No.
No. Okay. All right. Sorry.
No worries. I see them every day.
I haven't been down there yet.
Yeah. Any other questions on this item? Go ahead and move on to a mural proposal. And Jesse, would you prefer that?
Yeah, that's fine. It's pretty close. Okay. You can use the other one's reference. It's basically the same, just a couple of weeks. So thank you very much for putting me on the agenda, especially such short notice. Just a little bit of background about this potential project. I've been working with the business owners on a fix salon on facade improvement for a while now. And if you're not familiar with that particular program, it's a joint venture between downtown and the city. I think it was first implemented in 2014. And if you think about all the buildings, especially on the Kingston side of downtown, they've really taken advantage of. Basically, it's you fix up your front door in such a way, and you can qualify for $1,000 between downtown and the city to help offset those costs. And it was really popular in 2014 and 15. And then, you know, my first year or two, we only had one project. We felt like it was waning. There's a three-person selection committee that we changed a couple of the guidelines. When I say change, we kind of highlighted the prioritization of lighting. With so many improvements coming with, there's just the technology and the lower costs of, you know, big time LED and other exterior lighting that I think now we're up to 8 projects this year that have taken advantage of that program and used it. I mean, think of, if you've seen Cedar River Tower lit up in the evenings, the new TCR's marquee is a good one. Securion, the old Rapids Reproduction building is used it to light up. So anyway, I just bring that up as context because Fixalon is going to do a big improvement to their front door along with some lighting. And, you know, we got to talking about murals and the owner is really artistic, very creative. And she saw what was done on Dash last year. She's like, well, is there a mural program? I'm like, well, there's not really a mural program, but, you know, it's in our overall strategic plan, our downtown vision strategy to add vibrancy and, you know, positivity to the district. So we just look at each project on a case by case, individual basis. I try to carve out, a piece of the budget every year for projects that come our way. And she worked in lockstep with Scott Takas, who is the proprietor of the Underground Art Studios. He's been an artist, local artist here for 30 years now. And they came up with this concept together. This is the backside of the fixed salon. Where you see that rabbit and that wormhole kind of feature that would face out towards that new residential complex that was completed last fall, that would face out to First and First West when that comes to fruition. And then the image right there that faces eastward towards the Dash Coffee Shop. So this is what they had pieced together.
Is that Lucy?
It is. Yep. And they just really like that as, you know, something it's, you know, Fix is a pretty popular salon, even through the pandemic. I was talking to Juliet recently, and she said that businesses totally back to where it was, but they didn't dip too much, even in the depths of the struggles of last year. So they're really excited to get cranking on this. Scott does have a pretty stringent schedule coming up later this fall and into the winter, and he was hoping to get to work on it as soon as late this month. But obviously, we wanted to, you know, you get your buy-in and support for it. This is the desired concept from both the business and property owner, with the goal to be able to complete it this fall. I'm not entirely certain on the schedule with the facade. We would really like to tie it all in together with the facade improvement and their uplighting too. But as you know, when it comes to something like this, time is of the essence in the Upper Midwest. You don't want to push this too far. I'm already kind of nervous. Just quick little update on the ConnectCR inspired mural that we worked with you guys on. They have their visa. They got their plane tickets. They're coming over October 9th. They got 2 weeks, but as we all know, all us Iowans, October can be the best month, or best weather of the year, and it could be the worst. So fingers crossed that we get some great weather those two and a half weeks when they get there. So anyway, that's just kind of the nuts and bolts of it. This has been a fixed salon and underground art studios venture, and the downtown just wants to support it and add just another piece of vibrancy to the. Really the flourishing Kingston Village portion of downtown.
So this one for the VAC is just an update item since it is on private property. I'm sure Jesse would be open to any questions anyone might have. And Jesse, actually, I had one question.
Yeah.
On this, on the back side, I kind of noticed in the rendering that the windows are just kind of covered over with the mural. Are there going to be changes to the facade there?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That is going to be covered. They're going to have that. Like,
okay.
So Julia really wants, she actually likes that piece more than she likes the Lucille Ball piece for her own preference. So that she wants that really to stand out. And they were talking about, how hopefully not in 2 years, that's going to be really one of the biggest popping areas of downtown. First and First West and some of the other stuff that's coming up in that area.
Okay, perfect. That was just my question. Yep. It's like if you start cutting the windows out of here, it would look pretty funny, but thanks.
Was there a reason for Lucille Ball?
So their initial idea, they wanted to do Marilyn Monroe, but between Scott and Juliet, they couldn't find the picture they were looking for to capture the sentiment that they wanted to convey with the piece, and they thought this is what they were looking for. Their first option was an iconic shot of Marilyn Monroe, and they I was just talking about it with them on Monday. They said that they liked this one better for a handful of reasons, so they went with Lucille.
Fix is a hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this goes well with the hair.
Yeah,
salon.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, for further comments, I mean, honestly, this is just an update. So I feel like maybe our only response is thank you.
You bet. And I know on there was, I was talking with Sandy Fowler and Jennifer Pratt. There was it was a timing thing with the WeRCR mural that we did in June. I'll do better to get that stuff over to the community development team sooner. And you have it on the agenda rather than just like FYIs for the stuff that's going on, that private property owners want to install. And I say that too, because there's one that I'm really, really excited about. And I think this group will be too. We're working with the owners of the old Gazette building. The piece that faces out towards the MedQ. Downtown really wants to do something impactful that says, thank you, local healthcare workers, for being on the front lines of this unprecedented 18 months ongoing time of corona, whatever you want to call this global pandemic. That piece of the building, they're going to fix up within the next year. They're going to get a new tenant in there, and they're going to do some tuck pointing work. So what we're looking at, in an ideal future state, what we want to do is we want to grab a bunch of pictures that the hospitals and the MedQs taken over the last 18 months of the local workers, and work with an artist from Iowa City to do what he called wheat paste, where it'd be like a sorry, blanking, a temporary piece on the backside of the old Gazette of all these pictures, right, of all these local healthcare workers and everything they've gone through. And it would be up for about 6 months. They wash it down. They're going to do the tuck pointing work to really make that building pop.
Power wash
it down.
Yeah.
With the notion that right behind it, once the new tenant is in and the tuck pointing work's done and they got the property where they want to be, I would come back to this group and even like maybe start. We don't exactly know what the steps will be, but we want to do a permanent one. That's a tribute to our healthcare workers in the town of Corona. Because that faces out towards the Med-Q. It's a really visible. Third Avenue is, you know, one of our big gateways. So that's something. I don't know if I would ask to come back in October. I don't know if we're that close yet, but that's just the next one that
yeah,
in the other pipeline.
Yeah, well, thanks for the heads up. And yeah, once you're getting to a point where, you know, you have a more functional concept,
yeah,
then we'll get back to this group.
It'd
be great.
For sure. So thanks again. I really appreciate it and our ongoing partnership. And I know that personally, I got a lot of great feedback on the You Are Beautiful piece, you know, just something really simplistic that can make somebody's day, especially when you think about that, something that, you know, somebody will take a picture of and put it on their Facebook or their Instagram in a time where, you know, for a lot of different reasons, those certain platforms can be pretty vitriolic and combative and negative. So it's nice to have that in our downtown. It's something that's
the, I got one comment about this one. Behind our pictures of ourselves, there are a bunch of floating light bulbs. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. So that is actually one thing that they changed. So Sylvia, if you want,
Oh, there we go.
I don't know why that went through three times. You can.
Oh.
Oh.
So yeah, they kind of snatched that up.
Cosmos. Yeah. I think that works better, though. Light bulbs don't make sense to me.
Oh, I like how she's holding the planet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So.
Little
nod to the hairstylist.
I'm not seeing the new.
Thank you.
I like the inclusion of the hand in there.
Yeah, I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Yeah, that's a big improvement. Yeah,
I think so.
Much more. And
I'm a big Lucille Ball fan, so I'm loving it. So
awesome.
Yeah, well, she was just gorgeous.
Well, we will try to have this thing done before early October then.
Hey.
That's exciting.
Great.
We're seeing it up there. That is our last agenda item. I have one other update for the group. My coworker Stephanie Schrader is here today. And I let everyone know at the last meeting that Eric Pate was going to be filling in for me. This is going to be my last BAC meeting as the staff liaison. Turns out that Eric Pate is also leaving the city. So Stephanie Schrader will be the liaison to this group. Might just be in the interim. We're going to be hiring a new batch of planners. So may just be for the next couple months. But I've filled Stephanie in about, kind of the usual routine with this group, as well as some of our projects. And I will also still be in the picture working with the Visual Arts Master Plan consultants on that plan. So I'll still be around. I'm sure you guys will see me again at least a few more times, but this is my my last formal meeting.
Well, welcome, Stephanie. We're glad to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
And Sylvia, good luck on your new endeavors, wherever you're going.
Thanks.
Will not be coolest cities in the planet, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Which one is that again?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, Austin. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
too bad
it should be fun.
Got Texas all around it.
So. I know. But it's like the oasis within Texas.
It just surrounds Texas.
If anyone can set Texas right, it'll be Austin, right?
Great to see everybody virtually. I do got to get running, so
thanks, Jesse. So, Sylvia, will you'll be attending the meetings that with the consultants, I assume?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll see you all again. That's the only other thing that I have, unless any members have any updates they'd like to share.
Well, the other day I was driving around with my wife, and she mentioned she lived in Madison for many years. She mentioned she's never been to a city that has more art than Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's cool. So, and I've heard it from other people too. They're like, there's just so much public art here. I'm like, well,
good.
Got a good visual arts commission.
So. All right.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
So did this group know about the art events that we did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Stephanie was mentioning, I think at the last meeting, I let you guys know that we were going to be doing these community art events for the derecho. We did all of those. They went really well. People really enjoyed it. One of the most satisfying parts for me was just hearing adults say, like, wow, I haven't painted anything in a long time, and like, this is really nice. And just, you know, people enjoyed themselves, had kind of a whole range of, you know, kids would do something kind of quick and fun. We had some teen and adult participants who stayed for, you know, kind of a significant amount of time and worked on something, and they were really nice events to have. So John stopped by one of them.
Yeah, he was very cool.
Yeah, so.
Was this at the market?
We did one at the, at Matthew 25's market. Mm-hmm. We did one in Redmond Park and one over by Taylor School. And then the last one was at the Knoll Ridge Farmers Market. So it was nice. There was a good mix of the ones at the parks and schools were definitely more youth centered, and the two markets were more kind of teens and adults. So it was fun.
So you kind of got the four quadrants covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the goal.
Media was at the first one. So if you didn't see it on TV, KCRG and KGAN both had news stories on it. Actually live coverage.
Yeah, I'm glad to know that. I missed the coverage, and I was just going to ask that question.
So I don't know if you want to bring up, like, on Healthy Cedar Rapids, there's some of the pictures of what.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Sylvia's going to show you just a couple of pictures.
Oh,
you can go to Facebook, and then,
good.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I'll log into my
there.
Oh, here we go. So this is at Matthew 25.
I don't know if you're sharing this. I don't know if
you're sharing
this.
Okay, I'm gonna reshare my screen. So this is the Matthew 25 market. That was a super nice place to hang out. I would just recommend their market in general. They have wood-fired pizzas. It's just they usually have live music, and it's just a very nice environment. These were some of the finished products that we got.
In the box, yeah.
These two young ladies actually came to two of our events, and they made really beautiful paintings. One of them, I think the one she's working on in this picture, there was a crack in the log, and she took the crack and turned it into a tree, and it turned out very they were very talented.
She's adorable.
This little girl used some of the wood pieces as a little stepping stool, which is pretty cute. And that looks like that's what we have for that. So I can also, I'll send out a link with the media story as well. They did a nice one where they interviewed several of the participants.
That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right, any other member updates? Anybody have, commissioners have info to add? Maybe doing anything cool?
There's a dinner on a bridge tonight.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, if we're done, then I think we can adjourn this meeting and we'll see everybody except Sylvia next month. So Sylvia, I just have to, you know, say thank you so much from me, from all of us. You know, this has been a great run with you as our city staff person. I feel like we've accomplished so much together. And I know wherever you go and whatever you do, you're gonna, you'll do the same thing with other communities. So just we're filled with gratitude for your leadership and your role on this commission.
You know, thank you all as well. I've really enjoyed working with you guys. Working with Visual Arts Commission has been kind of my favorite part of my time at the city. No offense to all the other things I do. And I did accept a new position. It's kind of a divergence from what I've been doing, but it's art related. So I thought I'd share that. I have a friend who runs a company called I Heart Indie Markets. She does art and craft fairs around the country. And she's kind of started in the Midwest, moved to California recently, but is really looking to expand nationwide. And she kind of hired me to help her grow her company. It's really focused on supporting the local economy and also supporting local artisans and makers. So different from planning, but somewhat related to the work of, community art. So,
Great, congratulations.
It's called again? It's called I Heart what?
I Heart Indie Markets.
Indie?
Mm-hmm. Like independent.
Indie.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so I know she's planning on doing an event in Des Moines at some point, and maybe as we expand, maybe we'll get the opportunity to do an event in Cedar Rapids someday. Exciting. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I will say one more thing.
That one.
Having been on the commission now for 8 years, working with you, Sylvia, has been wonderful. Compared to all the other people and things, it's just been, it's gone so smoothly and so much has gotten done. And it's just been a real pleasure. So I want to thank you too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Here.
So no pressure there. No pressure on Stephanie.
Yeah, who's that replacing you now?
Well, Stephanie,
I'm not new to the city.
Stephanie,
that's the good news.
Great. She's currently the liaison to the Wellbeing Advisory Committee, and that group, I believe, is also very well run. So I'm sure that Stephanie will keep things running smoothly.
We just talk about some different things than you guys do.
Topics,
it's all good.
All right. Well, and unless anybody has anything to add, I think, you know, we've got done in record time today. We can give you 9 minutes of your life back.
Sure.
Okay. So we are adjourned.
Had a can of worms that we had to eat.
Good luck, Sylvia.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
See ya.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.